Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we are joined by Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in, and I think I've got a pretty good guess what we're talking about today. But it's an important topic. It bears repeating. Yeah. The class coming up on tractor safety.
Absolutely. So, yes, the Meritazine District and the Frontier Extension District are hosting a hazardous occupational training, commonly known as the tractor safety course. This is the first time in several years that we've been offering this. There were some requirements that we had to get figured out on our end to make sure that the youth were meeting all those requirements. But this class is really designed for 14 to 15-year-olds that are going to be working for somebody not their parents. So grandparents, aunt and uncles, the neighbors, and going to be running farm machinery or a lawnmower that's over 20 horsepower. So that could be somebody that's going to be maybe working for the city this summer. So lots of opportunities there for these youth, but knowing what they're going to be doing this summer, they might need this course. Remember I said anybody, not their parents, but if their family farm is in a corporation, they still need to take this course. So this year is a much different year than any of the classes we had offered before. We're going to be having the youth do an online book work. This course is put together by Penn State University. It's called the National Safe Tractor and Machinery Operation Program. There is a $10 fee to take this course that goes directly to them. And guys, this training is going to take a little bit of time. There's going to be 16 hours or roughly 16 hours of training material there, just going through the book work. On top of that, we are putting a list of like YouTube videos together that are on farm safety. It could be livestock safety, more tractor safety stuff. But we're going to give you a long list of this so that you can pick five of those and write us a short paragraph on what you've learned from those videos. Now, all of that coursework, so the certification, once you've taken the test through the Penn State program, and the paragraphs on the five videos that you selected are due to the Extension office on June 12th. That's a Wednesday. We're asking for you to bring that stuff in to basically RSVP, so we have a headcount for the 15th, June 15th. We're going to have an all-day, more tractor driving day. In the past, we'd done trainings and we only got very little or limited time on the tractor. With the way this course is going to work, we're actually going to get more tractor driving time for these youth. And I think that's going to be beneficial when they do go to work. They can say they've hooked up an implement or they've drove through an obstacle course. And by obstacle course, we're talking cones. You're going to just weave in and out of them maybe. We're not going to time anybody because I think the safest way or the way to be the safest would be to not time and slow down, but I do know that there's other universities that are asking these youth to do this in a limited amount of time to be able to pass. We've excluded that just because I think slowing down and being safe is more important than going fast. The in-day training or full-day training on June 15th will start at the Pomona Community Building, which is located at 219 Jefferson Street in Pomona. And then we will travel to a farm that's about 10 miles away. The coordinators or the agents will then will drive those youth up there. And then we will come back to the community building to wrap up that afternoon. Now, you're sitting here, okay, how do I register for this? You can call your local extension office to get registered. Or if you find our flyers kind of floating around on social media, you can scan the QR code and that will take you straight to a registration page. You can put your information in there. It's going to ask for an email, because you should immediately get a confirmation email that will have the PDF to the online training. It's a manual to that training. It'll have the videos where you can go and watch those. So it's going to have all this information again in that email. If you don't get it or doesn't pop up in the inbox, you might check your junk folder. You might check your spam folder, something like that. Sometimes our emails get kicked into those. So be mindful of that. If you still don't see it, give us a call. We'll make sure you're getting that information. One little snippet is get it done. You know, get called in sooner rather than later. This is going to take, again, 16-ish hours plus the watching the short videos that we have on top of that. So unless you want to cram it all the 10th and 11th of June, start calling in now, doing a little bit out of a time. I think that will be a little more enjoyable for you, so the youth aren't going to have to sit down and just hammer away at it. But anyways, if you have questions, I know one question we've already gotten is, hey, I'm 17 years old, but that sounds like a good training. I still want to be safe. Call us. I'm not sure if we can get you through the online training part, but for sure you could come and do the Tractor Safety Day with us on the 15th. So if you guys have questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. My office number is 785-448-6826.
That sounds like a great setup. Not just the fact that it's aimed toward the people who really need this training, but the way it's set up, instead of cramming everything all into one day and your brain explodes, at your own pace, but you're still getting it in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, and I think the thing that I'm most excited about with this course is just the fact that they're going to get more tractor driving time. In the past, you might get 4 or 5 minutes of tractor driving time, and that would have been total. Now we're going to be able to extend that for each youth and give them a little bit more time behind the wheel. And hopefully that helps prevent wrecks that might happen out on the farm. So.
And that's the whole point of this, being safe.
Absolutely.
Well, I know you've got to get in the wind, but we appreciate you coming in and bringing this reminder.
Yep.
I hope you get a really good turnout.
Us too. I will say I'm also not only excited to be working with the Merida Zine District, but also our local farm bureaus who are going to be sponsoring the lunch on June 15th for our youth, as well as leading some of the activities that we have planned for that day. So this is not just a extension deal. This is kind of the community coming together to help these youth, and I think that's cool. So.
Team effort, bound to succeed.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks again, Ryan, and we look forward to talking to you again. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.